May 4, 2006. Contact Jason Fornicola, 202-639-6448. After Salute's efforts of Representative Dorsher in highlighting inequities of automatic creek competition, cites example where additional competition is costly, unnecessary. Washington, the American Federation of Government Employees AFGE appreciates the leadership of Representative Ellen Dorsher de Circa, enforcing the Congress to examine yet another inequity in the notorious Office of Management and Budget Tom Circular A76 privatization review process and automatic creek competition requirement that applies only to work performed by federal employees. The A76 circular imposes no automatic public-privatory competition requirement on winning contractors upon the expiration of their contracts. The Federal Acquisition Regulation FAR gives ordinary contracting officers substantial discretion in determining whether winning contractors should be required to compete against other contractors when their original contracts expire. Under the A76 circular, however, only an agency's competitive sourcing official CSO, the most senior A76 official, can override the automatic creek competition requirement, and even then the CSO can only postpone it for 3 years, not eliminate it. Representative Dorsher included a provision in the House FY07 Defense Authorization Bill that requires the Department of Defense DOD and DOM to explain this inequity. A recompetition may not be the best approach to take when the performance period expires for a winning in-house workforce. Privatization reviews can cost as much as $40,000 for every federal employee reviewed. Consequently, AFGE believes agencies shouldn't be forced to conduct privatization reviews merely for bureaucratic exercise. Additionally, there may be situations in which no additional competition is necessary, because the in-house workforce is performing so well. An example is the vehicle maintenance team at Travis Air Force Base AFB, which won its A76 review in 2001. The vehicle maintenance team has exceeded the customer satisfaction goal established in the original solicitation, and broken the air mobility command standards for aircrew and taxi response times as well as percentage of vehicles that need additional maintenance. Despite our tremendous record, Air Force officials insist that their hands are tied, and that they have no choice but to automatically subject our work to another privatization review, said John Santry, the AFGE local president Travis AFB. If we were contractors, there would be no A76 automatic creek competition requirement, and contracting officers could use their discretion under the FAR to not automatically recompete us. It's wrong to hold federal employees to one standard and contractors to another. And at a time when every dollar counts, it's wasteful to spend money on a privatization review of a workforce that has proven itself to be the best in the Air Force.